September 6, 1923. One who is a dwelling for Jesus on earth is also kept by him in his heart in heaven. Let us never forget the love of God, and to love him for all. When the love for God ceases, there begins sin. I felt petrified with pain because of the privation of my sweet Jesus. It seems to me that even his flashes, his shadow, are decreasing, my only support in his privation, which, like little drops of dew, sustain the poor little plant of my soul, burned and withered by his privation, giving it a thread of life so as to not let it die. However, I was all resigned to his will, and I tried as much as I could to continue my interior acts, as when I used to take flight together with Jesus in his most holy will. But, oh, how differently I made them. I did them badly, not finding all in order to give my God to all. So, I was saying in my interior, "My Jesus, in your will I unite my thoughts to yours, and since your thoughts circulate in each created intelligence, I want every thought to draw from yours the love of your intelligence, in order to place each thought of creature into the flight of love. This flight goes up into heaven, before the supreme majesty, and blending with the eternal love, draws the love of the most holy Trinity upon earth, over all creatures. Now, while I was doing this and other things, my adorable Jesus moved in my interior and, sighing, told me, 'My daughter, you cannot be without me, but even less can I be without you. Everything you feel in your heart is me. Your anxieties, your sighs, the martyrdom you suffer being deprived of me, are me. Those are my heartbeats which resound in you, bringing you my pains, hiding me from you.' And so, when love can no longer resist, surpassing justice, it forces me to unveil myself." And as he was saying this, he made himself seen. My God, who can tell how reborn I felt? Then he added, "My daughter, you gave me a dwelling in you on earth, and I keep you in heaven inside my heart. So, while being on earth, you are with me in heaven. The divinity delights with the little daughter of the supreme volition, having her in heaven with itself. And since we have our little daughter in heaven and on earth, it is not worthwhile for us to destroy the earth, as justice would want to do, since creatures deserve it. At the most, many cities will disappear. The earth will open abysses in several places, making lands and people disappear, and wars will decimate it. But out of regard for our little daughter, we will not destroy it, having given her the task to make our will live on earth. Therefore, pluck up courage, do not lose heart too much during my absence. Know that I cannot last too long without making myself seen. I myself cannot do this, and you will never, never cease to love me, not only for yourself, but also for all our dear brothers. In fact, do you want to know why Adam sinned? Because he forgot that I loved him and he forgot to love me. This was the first seed of his fall. Had he thought that I loved him very much and that he was obliged to love me, he would never have decided to disobey me. So, first love ceased, and then began sin. And as soon as he stopped loving his God, true love for himself ceased. His members and powers rebelled against him. He lost dominion, order, and he became fearful. And not only this, but true love toward other creatures ceased, while I had created him with the same love which reigned among the divine persons, in which one was to be the image of the other, the happiness, the joy and life of the other. This is why, in coming upon earth, the thing to which I gave greatest importance was that they love one another as they were loved by me, in order to give them my first love, to let the love of the most holy Trinity breathe over the earth. Therefore, in all your pains and privations, never forget that I love you very much, so as to never forget to love me. And as daughter of our will, you have the task to love me for all. In this way, you will remain in order and you will fear nothing."